everybody. Hi, 97.3 listeners. It's Kara here, and I am with Cody Fleitner. Cody, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm just doing quite dandy today. I have the day off work today, and I'm enjoying the day with my little doggies here. Going to do some yard work, and the Dancing Dino is going to be making another appearance today in the West Burlington, Burlington area. So we're doing that later this afternoon, but otherwise I'm doing fantastic.
Okay, now the Dancing Dino is the latest in a lot of things you've been doing, Cody, to bring much needed smiles and joy to our community during this time. I watch you every day on Facebook.
Well, thank you so much. No, I just love putting smiles on people's faces, especially during the trying times that we're in right now. You know, it all started with that coronacation video that I put on Facebook. I think it was like 3 weeks ago. And I saw a hashtag for coronacation, and that song Vacation came in my head. I'm like, oh, I got to do a video just for fun. And it was just for fun. And the response I got off of Facebook was just extraordinary. And everyone messaging me privately saying, I needed this today, Cody. Thank you so much. You put a smile on my face. You made me laugh. And I, at that point, realized, you know, maybe I should start doing more of these, because it really made me feel good that I was spreading the kindness, joy, and smiles that everybody needed at this time. So the very next day, I did another video. And then the day after, I did another video. And then everyone kept saying, keep them coming. Oh, my gosh, this one's better than the prior one. And it just kind of balled up into this whole production number of videos. Even got my family involved, too. So
yes.
Nobody's safe when I've got my phone around, because I'm going to be like, hey, do you want to be in a video with me? So it was quite awesome, the response, and just how I've been making everybody feel, just because they're, you know, quarantined at home, or they might have had a tough day at the hospital,
right,
or they're, you know, firefighters out there, the police officers, everybody that's on the front line, and just all the background people, the essential workers that, you know, don't get the option of staying at home. It was just awesome that I could give them some comic relief at the end of the day of what could have been a crappy day for them. So,
right. What were some of the songs? Because you did Living on a Square, right, for a TP Square?
I did, yes. Somebody had sent me a meme that said, whoa, I'm halfway there, whoa, living on a square. So they said, you should do this song. And I was like, I love that part. So I added to it. I added some lyrics prior to it and afterwards. And my bathroom's quite crazy. It's got LED lighting all in it. It's got like 32 programs of how you can have all the lighting go around. And
oh,
I was
wow.
like, I'm going to do this on the toilet, and I'm going to be a rock star. We did the whole Living on a Square video, and that one was probably one of the more popular ones just because of the lighting effects and for the fact that I'm sitting on a toilet making a butt of myself on there.
And let's see, you did We're in Quarantine to the tune of We Are Family. You had family
there
at your house, right?
Yes, I did that one with my family. We did the We Are Quarantine and got my mom, my dad, and my brother's sister, and Greg is always behind the scenes. He's always recording everything there. But, no, they had a fantastic time, too. They were quite excited. They got to be in one of these videos, you know, that get posted on the Facebook to make everyone feel really nice and really good. So.
And your latest Maniac, the cleaning one. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Flashdance to begin with. So I was like, oh, my gosh, this is gold.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I haven't really tapped into the dance part of it with the videos. So I was like, What's a great, like, iconic dance sequence that everybody could relate to? And the Maniac song came in my head, and I was like, oh, my gosh, we've got to do that. Funny story about that video. I got that recorded all in, like, 20 minutes. It may look like it took, like, all day, but
yeah.
We literally would shoot one set, and I'm like, okay, next. And then I'd move into a different position, like, record, stop. Okay, let's go over here. Record, stop. Okay, let's go over here. So we got it all done, like sequence by sequence, put it all together and got it on Facebook there, and everybody was just loving it. So I want to tell everybody that there will be more videos like that, more dance videos, because I had so much fun doing that one in particular. So
nice. Okay, so we're going to come back here in just a little bit and continue our conversation with Cody Fleitner. Hey, everybody, we are back with Cody Fleitner on the phone. Let's see, you are marketing director at Mount Pleasant Sunnybrook Assisted Living. And
I am, yes. I've been there since September of last year, and I've been loving that job ever since. And I don't even really call it a job. It's like a home away from home. I love all the residents and all the staff that I work with up there. It's just phenomenal up there.
The video that you did with the residents there to the tequila song, only you changed it to Corona.
Yes.
That is probably the most popular video yet that you've done.
Well, thank you. And you know what's funny? We've done videos up there before, and that one was just kind of a funny offside video. I was like, hey, I want to do this tequila song, but I want to put Corona in it, and we got the residents involved. And I will tell you, I uploaded it last week, and I did not expect the response. I mean, I just checked it last night before I went to bed, and it's almost at 100,000 views.
Wow.
It's been shared almost 2,000 times. I mean, I've had people message me privately through the Facebook page of our Sunnybrook on Mount Pleasant page. People from like Georgia, Hawaii, Maine telling me, oh my gosh, this video is hilarious. We've shared it with all of our friends. Keep doing what you're doing because you're spreading, awesome laughter and joy across the country. So that was just, I couldn't even wrap my head around it. I still can't wrap my head around it that this little old tequila video that we did had made such an impact with, you know, the community around us and then further beyond the states, you know. So
yeah, and the residents there, they look like they really enjoyed it. They're like playing instruments and dancing with you and some other staff there.
They're always kind of afraid of me when I come up with my phone. They're like, oh gosh, what are you going to do? And I was like, I need you to be in this video with me. So there's a lot of negotiating. Like one of the guys that yelled Corona in the video, He didn't want to do it, but I was like, I tell you what, Mike, I said, if you get in this video with me, I'll let you have this Corona beer. And he goes, okay, I'm down.
Bribed by a Corona beer.
I had to barter with a few people, and my favorite dancer in that video was Virginia. She's the one that I'm dancing in front of her, and she's shaking the maracas.
Yes, and she yells Corona at one point.
Yes. She's quite the little spitfire. She's awesome. And her family had called us, and when it was on WQAD on Friday, they wanted to make sure that they saw it, and they called me, and I told her, and she was just flabbergasted that she was going to be this TV star. So it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and you got to be on the good news segment of Friday WQAD in the Quad Cities on TV.
Yes, it was so awesome. They called me, and I thought it was an April Fool's joke because my business office manager at work told me that they had called because I was out of the office at the time. When I got back, they were like, yeah, this Elizabeth lady from WQAD wants to feature the video. And I'm like, no way. So I called the number because it didn't look like even a real number. I called it, and she goes, hi, this is Elizabeth from WQAD. And I'm like, oh, hi. This is for real. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I guess we're doing this then. So, yeah, it was just pretty awesome. And all the residents absolutely were thrilled to see that video and themselves on TV because we played it at the community when it was on that night for them, and they were just in awe that they were on TV when we were just recording it the week before. So
now, how are they all doing now? Because that assisted living place, is that closed for the public so their families aren't able to visit?
Yes. Yeah, so we've taken some pretty strict precautionary measures as far as the COVID-19 and making sure our residents are safe. Obviously, they're our number one priority in the community. So us staff members, we get flagged and tagged is what I like to call it when we come into work. So we do precautionary measures of answering questions, taking temps, having to wash hands and wiping everything down with Lysol wipes and Clorox wipes. And then we are now donning masks on all of us, including the residents. So if we're within 6 feet of each other, we have to have a mask on. So typically speaking, if you were inside the building, you would see all of us with masks on anyway. So we're just trying to keep that disease out of there because it would be traumatizing if we got it in there. But so far, we have been safe and secure, and it's because of the staff and my executive director taking lead with all that. Everybody's just taking this to heart and seriousness, and we're making sure that those residents are staying safe.
Right. And at the same time, you're bringing joy to them during this, very scary time.
They've
for them.
Cabin fever just like everybody else, but really they have it more severe because of family members not even being able to come in.
Right.
So it's up to us to kind of lighten things up and zhuzh it in an out-of-box thinking sort of matter. So the video was one of them, and we've done other activities in that form, too, just to keep their mind off of my son or my daughter can't come in, or any other family members. So we try to we're their family members at this time. We're stepping up to be those voids. Now we've also stepped up and done like Skype calls for them, and window visits, and people have come out and they have said hi through the window, and we've set up a couple of like family video calls. So they are able to virtually see their family members, and it's so cute to see when they're doing a Skype call, because I get a lot of, how is this possible? How are all three of them on the screen at the same time? They're just amazed with the technology. They don't, of course, understand it, but they think it's so neat that exists so they can, you know, have that family time, even though it's through a computer screen.
Okay, we're going to be right back with Cody in a few minutes here after a couple more songs, and we're going to be talking about his house, how they've decorated it to bring joy, and also that dancing dinosaur. So stay tuned. Okay, everybody, we are back with Cody Fleitner. Your house, you and your husband, Greg, your house, you have it decorated in hearts right now, right? Outside, inside, I think I saw that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, we kind of wanted, I'm a big light guy. If you couldn't tell, I'm a very eccentric, like theatrical person in anything that I do.
I love you, Cody.
I just didn't
You're like me.
Hearts up in the window. I was like, we need to put a back sheet up and we need to put lights around it. And so, yeah, the entire house is completely lit from top of the roof down to the ground there, and got creative with some of the heart images that we put out there, but it looks really, really neat at nighttime. And I know the neighborhood and people that are driving by really enjoy it too.
Sweet. And now you are doing the dancing dino drive-by dancing dino, where you're in a pickup truck in your blow-up dancing dino suit. You did it the other day, and you're doing it again today, aren't you?
I am, yes. We're going to actually go out to Sunnybrook, my sister community, Sunnybrook in Burlington today, and we're going to go and entertain the residents out there, and then we're going to sweep through West Burlington area and hit up a few places in Burlington for today. And then this weekend, because I've had so many requests to, you know, do the drive-by over at my house, that it's going to probably take a couple of weeks, which is awesome. I, again, didn't expect this big of a response, but it's awesome. It's just another way I can get out in the community and spread some joy. So we're going to head up again Saturday and Sunday, too. So stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled out in your block. You might see this dancing dino coming down in the pickup truck. So.
It is awesome for kids and adults alike. No.
Exactly. You're never too young to enjoy a dancing dino in the back of a pickup truck.
Right. It reminds me of when I was DJ Jingles with the blow-up snowman on the trailer for the Hot 97.3, the Thanksgiving Day Parade. It takes balance.
Yeah.
So when I
saw
you dancing in the back of the pickup truck, I'm like, what are you holding on to? Like, you've got balance, my friend. I kept falling.
I tell you what, that truck has some great shocks in it. I mean, it's got a good bounce, but at the same time, you're wearing this inflatable plastic thing around your body while you're trying to dance and the truck's moving. So it does take a center of gravity just to ensure you don't dump yourself out of the back of the truck.
Okay, Cody, well, you're inspiring all of us to, you know, this is a domino effect. Everything you're doing to help others spread cheer, I'm sure, is motivating other people to do the same. And do you have any other words for everybody out there over the airwaves now, Cody?
I think you pinpointed it just perfectly. I want this to enlighten something in somebody else to maybe they will go out and dance in the back of a pickup truck, or maybe they'll go and do a video and then make a goofball of themselves. But as long as they're spreading the kindness and joy, because right now we can't see each other because of social distancing and the quarantining part, if they can just make somebody else's day, it's kind of the pay it forward, but in a goofier sense of putting on a costume and just going dancing or singing a parody song. I just hope I can inspire others to keep spreading it, and we'll get through this together.
Yes.
Because we are all in it together. So
yes.
As long as we hold hands, you know, metaphorically speaking, since we can't touch each other
right now.
We can march through this, and we'll see the light at the end. So.
Well, thank you, Cody, for everything you're doing. We'll have to check in with you again. I'd love
Absolutely.
To have you back on air.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love that. And just stay tuned on my Facebook page and Sunnybrook's page, and everything else on there. I'll keep everybody updated on what I'm doing next. There might be some new projects that might be popping up this month. So
sweet. And I'll make sure and share them on Hot 97.3's Facebook, too.
Well, I appreciate it, Kara. You're awesome. Thank you, dear.
Awesome. Thank you, Cody.
Well, thank you, dear.